where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Yes, it's Bing Crosby in the Kraft Music Hall with John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our guest, Johnny Mercer, writer and interpreter of many a hit tune. You know, Bing, all my friends are giving up something for the new year.
Oh, yeah?
Which brings to my mind a rather personal question.
Well, far away, Kensington.
Well, it's something people ask about you. The question they ask me is, what's Bing giving up?
The question they ask me is when.
Boy.
And I'll fight. I'm right, I fight.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze, and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies,
riding high
on my cayuse. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise
in the sky.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. 'Cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
Don't
fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love.
Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees.
Send me off forever, but I ask you please,
don't fence me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see those mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences,
gaze up at the moon till I lose my senses. 'Cause I can't look at hobbles and I
can't stand fences.
Don't fence me in.
Don't fence me in, no, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Pause now to appraise the words and the wisdom of our kitchen coordinator.
At breakfast, you have to ask the folks to go easy when they spread their toast. Well, let me pass on a point thrifty idea. Give them the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese for a treat spread often. Its creamy fresh flavor is wonderful with a hot toast. Something extra special when you add a little marmalade. And Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a wholesome, nutritious dairy food that helps supply food energy, vitamin A, and other important nutrients from milk and cream. Of course, when you buy cream cheese, it's very wise to know positively that you're getting genuine Philadelphia brand, the brand that has Kraft's guarantee of freshness. When you shop, always look at the package of cream cheese you take to make sure it's marked with the famous name, Philadelphia brand.
Taken for a sleigh ride in July. Oh, I must have been a setup for a sigh. A mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in July. Mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the moonlight. So the big romance was only make-believe, just a sleigh ride on a balmy summer eve. My dreams were safe all winter, and then to think that I was taken for a sleigh ride in June.
Listen to our close harmony, kids, the Charioteers. They're closing in on a ballad with the Louisiana lilt, way down yonder in New Orleans.
Orange blossom, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seem to put me into a coma while those mandolins play.
Oh, way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. That's what I mean. Well, Creole babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, boy, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop, you bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh,
I want to go to New Orleans, yes. I want to go to New Orleans.
Now hear him.
I want to go to New Orleans, yes. I want to go to New Orleans. I really want to go and stay a while in the city of New Orleans, my child, where the people are gay and full of smiles. In the city of New Orleans, my child, where the people are gay and full of smiles. In New Orleans.
Oh, what do you think of thinking when you think of thinking that I'm thinking wrong?
You know it's New Orleans.
Where do you think I'm going when the winds are blowing and I'm going strong?
Right down to New Orleans.
Now I ain't going east, I ain't heading over the cuckoo's nest. I'm a bound for the town that I love best. Well,
what do you think of whisper that? Whisper that the night's going long.
You know it's New Orleans.
What do you think of doing when I'm doing what I'm doing all that long?
You're packing up your
clothes. Why don't you stop? I want you to give your last affair a little smile. Oh, stop. You bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. We're down yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, that jump's good, man. Really moves. I loved it. Stands here now our Eugenie Baird, a little gal who who's made good in the big city.
Well, after all, Bing, my hometown isn't just a village. Don't you forget that I come from Pittsburgh.
I'm not forgetting for a moment. Really, I didn't mean to imply that you hail from a whistle-stop town.
Just what kind of a town is that?
That's one where the boys whistle and the gals stop. Oh, whatever have I said. But Jeannie with the dark brown hair, let us hear your velvety version of Sweet Dreams, Sweetheart, hmm? Sweetly done, Eugenie. Mellow, one of our most uniquely gifted and prolific tune makers, whose hits, his songs run from Jeepers Creepers to G.I. Jive, from Blues in the Night to Accentuate the Positive, is my friend Johnny Mercer. Jonathan not only writes them, he renders them. This boy chirps a pretty sharp chanson. On the level, Johnny, old buddy, lots of times I wish I could sing the way you do.
Well, thanks, Bing. Lots of times I wish I could sing the way you do.
Well, if you're going to be morbid about it, you could take lessons from my teacher.
Well, who is he?
Andy Devine. Taught me all my stuff.
Yes, I'll make a note of it. But, Bing, there's something serious I wanted to talk to you about. Huh? Your past at Paramount.
Meaning?
Well, I wondered if you feel they've always done right by you.
Meaning?
Like when they put you in pictures with Bob Hope.
That's rough duty, huh?
Well, after all, he does tell jokes better than you do.
Yeah, but that's just one trivial unpleasantness.
How about the times they cast you with Fred Astaire?
How?
Well, he dances better than you do.
It's true, it's true.
Next thing you know, they'll put you in a picture with Sinatra.
I can dance better than that boy.
Yes, sir, that's the spirit.
Thank you, John.
To me, there are times when you're as funny as Hope, too.
When I'm singing, I guess.
When you're dancing. Really, though, you can be as funny as Bob.
I think if we have the same lines...
Comedy lines?
Waistlines.
Well, I'd say your waistline is receded.
Receded or retreated? What do you mean?
You needn't worry about glamour anyway, Bing. You'll always have your natural ear for music.
And someday a guy will come along with a voice for it.
Got news for you.
Meaning?
Natch.
My friend, Mr. Mercer, knocks us Fillmore's new melody, My Poor Old Heart. This is quite a song, friends. You'll enjoy it.
My poor old heart has done it again. It promised me last fall it wouldn't fall at all till I said when. My poor old heart's been broken since then. But on a summer night, what's wrong is always right, ain't it, my friend? Well, just the latter part of August, old Cupid came around to call. Gave me a new bow and some rosin for my heartstring. Said, now you're ready for the fall. My poor old heart forgets to count ten. I hope old Cupid's standing by, 'cause brother, there it goes again. Just the latter part of August, old Cupid came around to call. Gave me a new bow and some rosin for my heartstrings. Said, boy, are you ready for the fall? My poor old heart forgets to count ten. I hope old Cupid's standing by and giving me that righteous eye, 'cause brother, there it goes again.
That is jolly, Johnny. Many thanks. Our man with a message for homemakers wants to make a pitch toward the pantry right in through here somewhere.
I'd like a word with you ladies who used to just love to get out the pastry tube and a few packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese and go to town with fancy party fixings. Well, that famous cream cheese you used for such elegant salads and desserts can help you now with wartime meals. You see, Philadelphia brand cream cheese is a nutritious dairy food that helps supply food energy, vitamin A, and other important nutrients from milk and cream. So use it now as a spread for the breakfast toast and for those important lunchbox sandwiches. You'll find it's a real help with the point budget. It takes just 1 point for a 3-ounce package. And when you spread it for sandwiches, it puts in smooth richness and a treat taste at one and the same time. On buying cream cheese, make sure you're getting the one and only Philadelphia brand, guaranteed fresh by Kraft. You do that by seeing the words Philadelphia brand printed right on the package. When you get the genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese, famous for half a century, you're sure of rich, fresh flavor every time.
Big new hit on Broadway this season, a show called Bloomer Girl. One of its most ingratiating melodies is Evelina.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too? Tell me how long you gonna keep delaying the day? Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine, but what's the use of smelling watermelon, clinging to another fella's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine? Me soon. Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine, but what's the use of smelling watermelon, clinging to another fella's vine. Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be Roaring Forties characteristically enjoy the revival of old-time hit songs. In 1941, the picture called The Birth of the Blues, for instance, was named after a tune written by Paramount producer Laughing Buddy DeSilva, then a top-flight lyricist for the George White scandals of 1926. You remember 1926, Ken?
Well, I was just a child, Bing.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
Ah, yes, 1926, the year in which American mothers were worried by dancing daughters who snitched Ma's new bobby pins. The year when American golfers were worried by the winner of the British Open Championship, Bobby Jones.
No one had ever heard of Bobby Sox.
It's a good year.
Nobody. They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from the jail came the whir of some downhearted frail, and then they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was born into a blue note. And rehearsed it and gave out the news that the South Band gave birth to the blues.
The same happy flicker featured Wait Till the Sun Shines Nellie, an optimistic opus from an even earlier time, 1905.
Good old 1905, the year when automobile traffic was pronounced a perilous problem, the year when Roosevelt was president.
He means Teddy.
Naturally. Yeah. And the girls liked their dresses well above their ankles.
And so did the boys.
Careful.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you sigh.
I can't stand to see you crying down.
Down Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I.
If you will wait till the sun shines, Nellie, by and by. Shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by.
We will be so happy, Nellie. Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Way down in Lover's Lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. We'll be so happy together, but it all depends on the weatherman.
Nellie!
Oh, Nellie!
Why, Nellie? Don't you sit there and sigh. If you will wait till the sun shines, Nellie,
in the sweet,
in the sweet,
in the sweet,
don't be discreet.
And wait till the sweet by and by.
Birth of the Blues did have its specially written contemporary chanty, however, in Johnny Mercer's deaf domestic rhapsody, The Waiter, the Porter, and the Upstairs Maid. It was an outstanding novelty of its season, 1941.
1941, the turbulent year when a cataclysmic earthquake hit Mexico and a cyclonic waterspout hit the South Atlantic.
And my friend Betty Hutton hit Hollywood. Everybody ducked. The people in the ballroom were stuffy and arty,
so we began to get just a little afraid.
We sneaked into the kitchen and found us a party.
Said the waiter
and the porter
and the second story maid.
I peeked into the parlor to see what was a-hatching, in time to hear the hostess suggest a charade.
But who was in the pantry laughing and scratching?
That's the waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid.
When they heard the music that the orchestra played, waiter and the porter grabbed a hold of the maid.
Then they all proceeded to go into a club.
Hot diggity dog.
If ever we're invited to somebody nutty, I ain't gonna watch any harlequinade.
You'll find us in the kitchen applauding our buddies,
the waiter
and the porter
and the upstairs maid. Yes, sir. A truly nostalgic note in Birth of the Blues was Melancholy Baby, which made its first success in 1911. The year of my birth, oddly enough.
Please,
Why
Dad.
Do you laugh? Why do you say please?
I'm counting up. 1911 was the year when in Berlin a dramatic dirigible trip pointed toward increased air travel, and in New York City, successful experiments pointed toward transcontinental phone service.
And in Cleveland, Ohio, Bob Hope's nose pointed toward hope.
Come to me, my melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away. I shall be melancholy too.
That does it for the Old Hall this evening, friends, but we'll be with you next Thursday, the same time, with some more of the same. Our special guest, that guno of the Glockenspiel, Spike Jones, complete with City Slickers.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and doing a return engagement in the hall will be Spike Jones and his City Slickers as our guests.
Another fine Kraft food product you'll want on your weekend shopping list is Kraft Salad Mustard. Tangy golden Kraft Salad Mustard is simply delicious, blended into tasty relishes and sandwich spreads. Zips up the flavor of deviled eggs, adds extra zest to salad dressings. And say, treat your family to this sharper variety too, Kraft Mustard with horseradish added. Remember, two delicious varieties, Kraft Horseradish Mustard and Kraft Salad Mustard. Put both on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.